All right, that was Hold Me Close by Overcoats.
I actually did like that.
It's a great song.
I wasn't paying a total attention because I was thinking of things to talk about, which I'm about to talk about.
I would describe it as a vibey song.
Yeah.
Very, you know, very chill, relaxed. I really enjoy it.
Like, maybe I'm going to add it to my spot. Oh, you know what else I'm going to add to my Spotify? Is whatever song they have here that's about paying bills.
I think it's called Bills.
Yeah, I think it's called Bills. I would play it again, but they played it like 2 minutes before we walked in the door, so we probably can't do that. Although, I mean, the half-life on listeners here is probably really, really short. So I feel like we could probably get away with it.
If you are listening, and we're listening an hour ago, yeah. Please, please, please call in. I'd love to pick your brain about who you are.
Yeah, and like what we're doing oddly right to keep you on the air. Unless you're just stuck in the worst traffic.
And you have nothing better to do.
Or if you're stuck in your car or something, call us. We could probably reach out.
We could get you
out of your car so you don't have to keep listening to us.
We could make you laugh. If all things...
Yeah, or we could, you know, get them out of the car because they're stuck in the car.
Yes, that. All right, Sam and I, DJ Slips and I, thought of an interesting activity. We'll put it that way. We've been debating about bad movies. We both scrolled through our Fandango purchases. Mine is a little bit shorter than Sam's
Okay, I share mine with my family.
Because he shares his with his. I'm not. It's not a criticism.
No, so that's the reason that I have seen apparently twice. Oh, two times in the same day. I saw the Metropolitan Opera Die Zauber Flöte Encore.
That's the magic flute.
Oh, yeah. Well, apparently.
Die Zauber Flöte.
According to my Fandango account, I saw that twice. So look who's cultured now.
The man who couldn't pronounce it. That's who's cultured.
Yeah, Dzeibefrotod.
Mine, this takes me back, I think, to 2013.
Oh, mine goes to, December 4th. And I don't know what year. That's like not providing units.
See, the difference between me and Sam is, one, a lot of the movies I see, I go with other people, and we decide one person will purchase the tickets, and I happen not to purchase the tickets.
That makes it sound like that you go with people, and I don't go with people. So, yeah, the difference between Sam and I is that I go with friends, which I have, and he doesn't, which he doesn't.
I mean, I'm not going to say I've seen, I think, 4 of these movies with Sam, but...
Yeah. Well,
I digress. My Fandango purchases are Spider-Man Homecoming, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, 10 Cloverfield Lane. I thought that was a great movie.
I didn't see it.
I thought a lot of people thought it was horrible. We can go to that in a minute. The Martian in 3D, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, nice. Great movie. Kingsman Secret Service, great movie. And then we get to the two ones on my list that I would classify as bad movies. The Giver and After Earth. After Earth, if anybody listening has seen it, is the worst piece of garbage ever committed to a screen that was supposed to be good. The Emoji Movie, which I saw with one of my cousins, was horrible. Nobody expected the Emoji Movie to be good.
Except TJ Miller, who quit Silicon Valley over it. That's not actually why he quit, but still. What? That was a bad idea.
But anybody who knows movies, a Will Smith-powered production, it's going to be great. It wasted Will Smith. It didn't waste Jaden Smith. It just Jaden Smith was there, so it was bad.
Yeah.
And it was directed by M. Night Shyamalan, who didn't make anything good between, you know, The Sixth Sense and Split. So that, in my mind, is an example of a truly bad movie.
After Earth.
After Earth.
Huh. Okay, well, let's see what we got here. Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2.
Also a bad movie.
Bad.
I will admit to that.
Never make the final movie into two movies. It just never works. It never, ever works.
I would have been much happier watching a Lord of the Rings length Harry Potter 7. I think it would have been better.
One, all of the Harry Potter movies after book 3 should have been rated R. Because it could have been sweet. The fight scenes and everything. It would have been crazy.
And they should have been longer. They had Warner Brothers had the money to pour the kind of Lord of the Rings money to make extended editions, 4-hour, 5-hour long movies, which people would watch.
They also shouldn't have tried to do their own thing. I don't know why.
Yeah, why would you ever need
to... At what point
did
they say, oh yeah, you know what, I'm going to take a masterpiece. Literally just a masterpiece. The greatest master of all pieces. And I'm just going to... You know, I
wouldn't put it up there with Don Quixote in terms of literary master.
I would put it up there with Don Quixote.
I mean, okay.
In terms of quest adventures, oh yeah.
I enjoy it more than Don Quixote, but I think Don Quixote is like an era-defining piece of literature.
Oh.
It's too early to tell for Harry Potter. I would love it to be an era-defining piece of literature. We love Harry Potter, in case you couldn't tell.
Yeah. Oh, anyway. So, Hunger Games Part 2, trash.
Awful.
Then, Sisters. I don't know. This is the Tina Fey
Amy
Poehler movie.
That was really weird.
Which, I will... If it's on HBO, put it this way. If it's the only thing on HBO, I'll watch it. But if there's anything else, I probably won't watch it. Incredibly disappointing, given the comedy genius behind it.
Yeah, I saw that with my mother, my aunt, and my grandmother. Extremely uncomfortable.
That's
experience.
Weird. I saw it with my brothers. The Big Short was amazing. If you haven't seen it, it will make you like super mad about the 2008 stock market crash. But it's so good.
It's worth a watch for sure.
Then Star Wars, The Force Awakens. I mean, it was just good.
It was a good version of
it. It was just really good. I can't complain about that. Then I saw Deadpool twice.
Fantastic
which
movie.
Which I'll beat later on with Baby Driver, apparently. Then, okay, The Nice Guys. This is a movie in which Ryan Gosling was not wasted. The Nice Guys, okay, it has Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling. It is really good. And the travesty is, it was set up for a sequel at the end. They set it up perfectly for a sequel, and then no one liked it, so they just didn't make a sequel, even though it was an amazing movie.
Case in point, I have not seen this movie.
Okay, well, that is your fault. Or in Spanish, because I got to practice for my Spanish exam tomorrow, tu culpa.
Congratulations.
Thank you. War Dogs, not a good movie either. And I like both. Do you like Miles Teller? He was in Whiplash.
I liked him in Whiplash.
I
think he played the weird, kind of disturbed musician really well. But I think that's kind of who he is.
Yeah, the only thing I got out of War Dogs was that Jonah Hill is just like an actually really good... Is he a really good actor? It's very surprising that he is a good actor.
He's great.
I know. You really look at him. If you looked at him, you would really think he's not good.
But then, he has range. He has Wolf of Wall Street range.
I know. It's great. That's why. But and he was good. He was good in War Dogs, but just War Dogs was terrible. Terrible. And it's one of those movies where... all of the funny parts are in the trailer, and there are no other funny parts in the entire movie. And then later on, you know, I saw Baby Driver 3 times.
We're not going to get Sam started on Baby Driver
because
it's his favorite movie of all time. All
right, now I'm going to step on some toes here. I didn't think Wonder Woman was that good.
Okay, I didn't think the ending was that good. The ending was cliche.
I know, but that's how bad... Let me rephrase. Wonder Woman's ending was so bad that it ruined the good parts of Wonder Woman.
Most of Wonder Woman, I would say the first two-thirds were fantastic.
Okay. I wouldn't go as far as to say fantastic.
I would.
I didn't like this. You know what Inglourious, the movie by...
The
Quentin Tarantino movie.
With Christoph Waltz.
Yeah,
and
about World War II.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, anyway, they speak German in the movie, and then they put subtitles below it, and so it's very authentic. In Wonder Woman, when they infiltrate... like a German event or some sort, they just use German accents. It doesn't make in English. They speak in English. It doesn't make any sense. It's illogical. Like why not speak in German? It's because Chris Pine does not have range.
Oh, I think Chris Pine's a good actor.
I don't dislike Chris Pine. I'm so neutral about Chris Pine.
I like Chris Pine.
I feel like every time I see Chris Pine in a movie, someone else could have been picked.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think Gal Gadot was... I think that's how you pronounce her name.
Godot, maybe?
Godot. I think.
Really?
I have no idea.
It's definitely Godot.
But she was great. I think I would like to see her in some more things before I pass judgment on what kind of an actress she is. Because I think she played Wonder Woman, she played Diana, this kind of out of her element character, extremely well. But that can just also be how someone is as a person.
Yeah. No, you know what the DC movies don't have that the Marvel movies do? Is that the Marvel movies...
A good level of quality?
Yes. Well, that... But also, the Marvel movies are, like, are pretty funny in general.
There's a lot... The thing... The defining characteristic of a Marvel movie are quips.
Yeah, yeah.
All and over also, the place.
Yeah, and also, they just... Their characters are just way more charismatic. Just way more... You well, can't that top does, Iron Man.
Any character you cast... with Robert Downey Jr. is gonna be charismatic unless you really don't want that. He played Chaplin, and he was not charismatic as Chaplin, but he was. That's just because Robert Downey Jr. is a good actor.
Yeah.
Tony Stark is just Robert Downey Jr. going on set, being himself for a couple of hours,
but
and then
with
leaving.
An Iron Man suit.
But with an Iron Man suit and some lines.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. is the living incarnate of Iron Man incarnation. Oh, I wanted to use incarnate. It sounds fancier. So.
He is Iron Man incarnate.
Yeah,
is
well,
how would you
got to take risks. That's why we're at the University of Tufts.
Yeah, we are. In case you couldn't tell, we are scholars. All right.
Wait. Sorry. One more thing. Don't even get me started on the Metropolitan Opera. Dies of. Okay. I saw it twice. I saw it twice.
Apparently, he saw it twice.
According to my Fandango, I saw it twice.
I
don't remember a thing.
Fun fact about The Magic Flute, which is one of Mozart's most famous operas, was written while he needed money and was played in very lowbrow theaters, and it wasn't considered a masterpiece until hundreds of years after his death.
That's what they'll say about this radio broadcast.
For people listening in the future, digging through to find mine and DJ Slips' first ever foray into public entertainment, welcome.
What went wrong? If you're doing that, what happened? What?
Did everywhere except WMFO shut?
Who hurt you? if you end up looking through for this one, what happened to you? That's what I want to know.
All right, let's
give us a call.
Yeah,
we'll
give us a
dead.
Call. 855-915-WMFO, and that's 855-915-9636. Let's get back to the music. This is Red Robin.
Oh yeah.
Just a baby, she's my little girl. She looks like her mommy, sporting little curls. She's got...
Okay, so I told DJ Rizzleking to play the wrong song. I wanted to play Rockin' Robin, which is... Okay, but in my defense, the cover album photo...
There is no defense for this.
...for Rockin' Robin is a Red Robin. So I said... I think I actually said Rockin' Robin. We're gonna put the blame on DJ Slips. You know what? There it is. That's the inner guilt coming through. Anyway, this is Nope. This is not Rockin' Robin just yet. Anyway, so this is what happens when you put two unqualified people in a booth. Well, I guess a room with a lot of expensive equipment. But anyway, this is what I wanted to play, or it's not. Well, you know, we'll hear it in a second. Thanks for sticking with us if you're still with us. Here it is.
He rocks in the treetop all day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin. Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise old owl, the big black crow, flap of their wings, sing and go, bird, go. Rockin' Robin, rockin' Robin, go. Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. We'll be right back.
chocolate and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock,
tweet,
rock, rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet.
Blow, rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Tweet, tweet,
we own the pretty little raven at the Birdman stand. Taught him how to do the bop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul, he out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street look to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, rockin' Robin,
tweet,
blow, rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
That was Rockin' Robin, and next up we're going to have Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and His Comets. Oh, nope. And apparently we're not. Here is Rock Around the Clock, thanks to Thomas's Spotify cue.
One, two, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes two, three, and four.
Symphony, like a love song on the radio. the shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change?
Say my name, say my name.
If no one is around you, say baby I love you. If you ain't running game,
say my name, say my name.
You acting kinda shady. Ain't calling me baby. Better say my name.
The other day I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. If I'm the girl that you claim, why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday?
I know you say that I am a stupid thing.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Shouldn't be the reason why you're acting strange.
Nobody's holding you back from me. Believe that you are at home by yourself. When I just heard the voice, heard the voice of someone else. Just this question, why do you feel you gotta lie? Getting caught up in your game when you cannot say my name.
I know you say that I was doing things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Shouldn't be the reason why you're acting strange.
If nobody's holding you back from me,
'cause I know how you usually do.
When you're saying everything to me, don't you?
That was Destiny's Child, Say My Name. Thomas, how do you like that one?
That's a great song. That's a classic Destiny's Child song.
It is.
Right,
it's
up there with,
I think it's their most classic Destiny's Child song, I think.
That point can be argued.
Really? Huh. Okay, well, maybe we'll argue it afterward. During that song, we had a caller, and he requested this song by Cat Stevens, Peace Train. So here we go.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come.
and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, holy roller.
Everyone jump on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. Get your bags together. Come bring your good friends too. 'Cause it's getting nearer. It soon will be with you. Come and join the living. It's not so far from you. And it's getting nearer. Soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder. Crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder. Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, holy rolling.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yes, come on, peace train. Hey, yes, it's the peace train.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
All right, that was some important PSA information right there. It's 5:35 on WMFO Medford. If you'd like to give DJ Rizzle King and I, DJ Slips, a call, you can call 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. We just heard Cat Stevens' Peace Train, which is also famous from being in the amazing movie Remember the Titans. So we're going to play another song from the movie. This is going to be Spirit in the Sky by Norman, and then we'll see what his name, what the rest of his name is. So here we go, Spirit in the Sky.
WMFO Medford.
That the last couple of songs have been some music from Remember the Titans. Really, I'm told, really great movie.
Yes, and you need to see it.
I know. For our listeners out there, I actually had Sam add that to my movies to watch playlist, which for a guy who likes movies as much as I do is a little bit too long.
He hasn't seen Catch Me If You Can.
I've started it, in my defense. Great opening.
Oh.
10 minutes. It's
if I could just be Leonardo DiCaprio in the middle of Catch Me If You Can, his life is spectacular. It's amazing.
Well, you're a college student who has an exam tomorrow.
Yeah, that's me. So that won't be me tomorrow, but hey.
That will be me tomorrow.
Thursday, we never know. Maybe I'll forge my doctor's certificate and my...
No, you're gonna ruin the movie for me.
Oh. Wow, you didn't even get... Wow, you really have not
I
gotten...
I really watched the first 10 minutes.
Oh, no. Okay, well, you know, it happens. Which is a good segue into our next song, which we're going to change up the mood a little bit, with some Sugarland.
Missed my alarm clock ringing, woke up, telephone screaming, boss man singing his same old song. Rode in late about an hour, no cup of coffee, no shower, walk of shame with two different shoes on.
Travel. myself, and still that ain't enough. If this a dream, I don't wanna wake up. We go together like the tub and the shower head above. Not even thousands and thousands of miles could amount to my love. I'd have countless sky miles. I'd climb up a mountain, climb right back down. I'd run across the world, then jog back around. A noun and a verb is just a sound, and a word is not profound enough to show my urge for her smile. I'd shout on a curb with a loudspeaker till the entire town heard how I felt, and I'm out. Nothing's lovelier than you. Nothing's lovelier than you. Nothing's lovelier than you. Maybe one day we can go hand in hand down a golden road. And if I get there before you go, I'll be waiting at the door. In the future, hopefully, we'll be together, you and me. Don't you worry, baby, please. 'Cause honestly, if I could rewind, both the hands of time, still I would never find
Okay, and that was Lovelier Than You by B.O.B.
Great song. Very,
Bobby Ray.
Very great song. A little bit different than some other B.O.B. songs in that it's a little bit more laid back.
It's not explicit, which means we can play it on the radio.
I like the bongo line, which is really... It fits, and I wouldn't have necessarily thought it would fit a B.O.B. song.
You know, B.O.B. and Chitty Bang are some of the... you know what? I like B.O.B. and Chitty Bang. I'll say it.
I don't like Chitty Bang. Fun fact, Chitty Bang almost played at my high school prom.
Barely. Okay, we messaged Chitty... the student council messaged Chitty Bang on Facebook, and he responded. He really did respond. And then he never responded again when we tried to get him to play. So...
he probably wanted an absurd amount of money, and... he wouldn't have been very good.
Hey, but we would have had Chitty Bang.
But we would have had Chitty Bang, which would have been pretty epic.
All right, so we're just going to get a couple more songs out there for before we sign off around 6 p.m. It's 5:55. But before we do, let's just recap some of the songs we've played. So we a couple songs ago, we played Cat Stevens' Peace Train from Remember the Titans on a request from a caller. Then we played two more songs from Remember the Titans, Spirit in the Sky and Up Around the Bend. Then we moved over to some country with It Happens by Sugarland, switched it up with Smash Mouth's I'm a Believer, and then finally that was Lovelier Than You by B.O.B., and we're going to throw it back to the mid-1900s, I guess. That's going to make it sound way older
than
it is.
That's a weird way to put it, but...
I know, and here's Love Ocean.
I took my troubles down to Madam Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold captive. She's got a hat on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes.
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed the cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little heart. Potion number 9. I held my nose, I closed my eyes.
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed the cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9.
That was Love Potion number 9 by the Clovers. And that concludes...
And now...
and that is gonna conclude our broadcast. DJ Rizzle King, anything to say?
Nothing for me. Thank you to all of our listeners for sticking with us through some heated argument about bad movies.
Yeah.
I maintain that Blade Runner was at least half decent.
Oh, it was so bad. Blade Runner was so bad. All right.
Disagree respectfully.
All right. Well, we're going to turn it over to the next DJ. It is 5:58, and this is WMFO Medford.